It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're talking about my ex-boyfriend. It's okay. I was dreaming about him last night.
I was thinking about him last night.
Sorry, talking about dating. Have we started?
Yeah.
Lara, brilliant. She's rolling. Yeah,
have we started? Make sure you get this, everybody.
Yeah, make sure, yeah, it's a bit of scoop.
Make sure you turn your volume up. Come
I
on
don't
then.
Know why I was thinking about him so much. Were you thinking about him last night?
Babe, that's really weird. I do think we've got some kind of twin telepathy.
Why were you thinking about my ex-boyfriend? I know why I was.
Because I was editing. Okay. Were you? In a sexual
manner?
Oh, no. Babe, I wasn't sat there fingering myself thinking about your ex-boyfriend. Because I was editing.
Honestly, the thought of you fingering yourself with those claws is actually quite, like, troubling.
Yeah, that's why I've got to have a device that does it for me.
Sure.
No, I was thinking about him just because I was editing our edit for the website, and it was like the break, and I had to go and find a clip of clip of us laughing from that episode. Thankfully, we did actually laugh in the whole
Listen,
hour.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Why were you thinking about him?
I don't actually know. I'd been talking about him at dinner because everyone was like, oh, has he spoken to you? And I was like, no, actually. Then I think I went into a spiral of like, why hasn't he spoken to me anymore?
But I was thinking, are you okay now?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
I think you're okay too.
I think
too.
Mostly I'm okay. And listen, it's perfect because I've got to the stage now where I'm dating again. So this podcast app is like very relevant.
That's like what Freddie Mercury would have heard on the stage, or like any pop star.
I don't know how you get that high. That's so piercing. Fran literally looks like she's about to faint.
Luckily, I can't see Fran's face. So all of her facial reactions this episode will be completely cut out from me.
Okay, really good.
Okay, so here we are.
Episode two.
We have actually made it to ep two. So exciting.
I'm over the moon. It feels so nice to be here.
The best thing about this is that I do look like I'm fully, I don't know, wearing...
Al's dressed. Okay, so this is what's happening.
We do this all the time.
We've come to different events, but that's fine.
Yeah.
If Al was going to get back on the scene and she was going to be single, this is her dating
this
look.
This is what I would wear.
This is it, isn't it, babe?
Yeah.
You'd rock up to that.
My chebs do look quite large.
You what?
My chebs.
The hell's a cheb?
Do you not know about that? Oh my God.
I actually don't have boobs, so I wouldn't know about a cheb.
Last night we were watching True Detective, right? And there's a scene. Sorry,
is it good?
Yeah, but there's a scene where Matthew McConaughey is having sex with Alexandra Daddario, and her tits, and Raw goes, whoa, big chebs.
And he said chebs.
And he said chebs.
That's a dumpable offence, actually, if my boyfriend said that.
I don't mind chebs. They're better than, like, I don't know, jugs. What do they call them? Jugs?
That's like Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. What does he call them? Nunga Nungas.
But yeah, we're here today to talk about dating. I'm really I'm out of practice. I don't really know why we're doing
we're
this.
We're more here for you because you get such excitement from the stories.
So
you're like,
true.
No.
Also, I'm a bit more savage because, like, it's not my neck on the line and I don't have to find anyone. So, like, I'll actually give you the advice that you probably knew, but you're too afraid to do because, like, you're alone and you want to not be alone.
Yeah, like when Al said, basically, I was complaining the other week about being really busy and I was like, I've got this, 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 this. I've got a date to go on. And she was like, babe, I think the dates can drop. And I literally bit her head off. I was like, that's okay for you to stay with a fiance at home that loves you. Just because, you know, being single at 27 is actually like bleak.
Babe, it's not bleak. By the way, it's not bleak.
I'm currently getting ghosted by a guy who went skiing and never came back.
And dim sum.
Do you know what I mean? Like, where have you gone? Have you fallen off the mountain? What's happened there?
Yeah, babe, he took a ski off the Alps, douche, onto the other side.
Honestly, he best be injured.
No phone service, clearly, wherever he is, in Switzerland or whatever.
Well, he's been skiing for a month, so that's interesting.
Rude.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's open the group chat up, galleys. Here we go. Voice note number one. Oh, they're all called Josh this week, by the way. We've decided to give them a name. Girl or boy, doesn't matter. He, she, they, them, doesn't matter. You're called
but
Josh
you're called
today.
Josh.
Hi, my name's Isabel. I was just watching your live stream, so I thought I'd send you a message. So basically, my crazy story is I went to a boy's house last weekend for the first time. I'd never met him before. We had mutual friends, but never met him one-on-one. I went to his house and he kept tickling me. Like, we were in his room, he kept tickling me. And I could feel myself needing to wee. That's how much I was laughing and, like, uncontrollably. And I kept asking him to stop, but obviously he didn't.
She shot herself.
And it got to the point where
herself.
I projectile, like, pissed Told everywhere. You. Like, he, like, squirted out of me all over his bed sheets. It was on his wall. It was on him. My face, I just, like, my face dropped. My heart sank. And literally, as soon as that had just happened, we hear a knock on the door. His mum comes in to the bedroom asking if we want any food or anything like that, sees all the piss everywhere, offers to change the bed sheets. I asked to help her because I just didn't know what to do. I thought, I can't just sit here and watch this woman change my bed sheets. So I offered to help her, and literally was cleaning up my own piss in this boy's house. And yeah, I'm not spoken to him again. He's completely ignored me. He's ghosted me, which is fair enough. But I did tell him to stop. So.
Any snacks, a condom. I love the mum walking in. Oh my God.
Why are people so funny?
Josh, that is wild. As if. I mean, I've been known to have a weak pelvic floor, but that is wild.
Sorry, I'd like to just check on, how can you piss yourself from tickling?
When's the last time you've been tickled that hard?
I would probably like let out a massive fart, not a piss.
I thought
myself.
She was gonna say fart. I can't believe it was piss.
And like the projectile piss. My God, how strong is your pelvic floor? She's doing Kegels every day. One, two,
also,
three.
Was it in her knickers? Like, was she in her knickers?
Well,
or did
maybe,
she have her jeans
babe,
on?
They were obviously on the way to getting a bit sexy. That's why she was projectile pissing up the wall.
Oh my
she
God, and his mum was home.
Pissing through her jeans. God, that is bad. Well, babe, listen, there's only one way to deal with this, and that is honestly delete yourself off every dating app and like hope that he never meets anyone that you know. Like, honestly, there's no coming back from that. I'm so sorry. I don't think it's so bad that you need to like change your name and move to another country.
I definitely don't think you need to be deleting all your dating apps. I just think maybe don't see him again. I think that's probably let bygones be bygones.
What would you do as a boy
if they pissed on me?
If you has a, oh my God, sorry, I have to tell you this. Right, this is like a half story. And I'm not going to name my friend because she really gets cross at me because I always mistell this. But I must say that a Made in Chelsea star once, not a famous one, once.
I think he's quite famous.
Babe.
He is. He's what you'd know him if you watch Made in Chelsea.
Poor you. But
what do you mean?
As in, like, he's not the most memorable one.
No, like, he's not a Jamie Leng, for example, but no. Definitely he's, you'd know him.
You'd know him from Mick.
He's not one of the B-listers that are in there now and you don't know their names.
I think.
Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Right. But anyway, my friend was once giving him a blowjob and he pissed instead of came in her mouth. She's...
Oh dear.
And I just wonder, maybe
you'd hope he drank a lot of water that day,
no,
wouldn't
babe,
you? You'd be worried if he was dehydrated. It's horrible.
He should go to the doctor because there's a sphincter muscle. There's a sphincter muscle issue there.
A sphincter?
There.
I don't think it's anything to do with this arsehole, is it?
Babe.
Where's your sphincter?
Babe.
Sorry, fact check. Where's the sphincter?
Babe, there's a sphincter that stops the man's piss becoming, like, you know, there's like a sphincter that like opens the door and closes
Lara,
the door.
Is that the truth?
Why do people know these things?
You've got to understand where the sphincter is in the body. I need to know that. I don't
My point is that he should get that check because you shouldn't be pissing in people's
mouths.
I
actually disagree. Sometimes when I come really hard, I piss and I think it's fine.
Babe, when you come really hard, not when you're like,
not when I'm just being tickled. I think, babe, it's okay. It's fine that he's not going to speak to you again. I think you never want to go back into the house. You don't want to look his mum in the eye.
I would say okay is strong, honestly.
I'm all for bodily functions. Like, I just believe in, like, let it out if you need to let it out. Do you know what I mean?
Not if it's going to get you blocked and ghosted. Do you know what I mean?
He's maybe not the boy for you if he didn't find that funny. He's incessantly tickling you and there were consequences.
I agree. What do you expect?
Why was he tickling
you? It's like sticking a finger up the bum if you're not expecting shit to come out when you put it out. Do you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, sister. Say it again. Say it out. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the God's honest.
God's honest.
Okay, let's go to...
voice note number two.
Isabel Josh number two.
Hello, Ali. Hello, G. How are we? Hope you're both well. I thought I'd let you in on a little dating disaster of my own. It's happened a fair few years ago now, so feel safe enough to tell you. But a girl and I went out for a nice dinner in London. Had a lovely time. All went well. Ended up back at her place. So I had to, obviously, we'd had quite a few drinks, had to nip to the bathroom for a little piddle, went to push out a fart and got a little bit more than I bargained for, if you know what I mean. So obviously stuck in her bathroom. I had to, somehow discard of my dirty undies. I couldn't really leave them in the bathroom by themselves. And obviously with a bit of Dutch courage or drunken stupidity, decided to try out what I believe is called the naked man, where I decided to take off all my clothes and once I'd had a little clean up, make my big entrance out into the living room and went down an absolute treat and she knew none the wiser, collected my boxers, left them on her when nothing more was said.
And off I went.
So yeah, that's my dating disaster / turned into a bit of success.
Oh, she lapped it up. She loved it.
Lot of bodily functions going wrong on these dating disasters.
Can I actually tell you one thing? Like, when you start dating, obviously you don't always go home with them, girls. It's not always that good and you don't fancy it. But when you do, the biggest thing on my mind is, where's the toilet? And am I at some point going to need to use it?
No, that's fair.
And am I going to have to do a number two? Like, honestly, I scan the area when I get back to those houses and I think, where's the toilet? Are there flatmates? Do I need to be careful here? Has he got loo roll? Sometimes I don't have loo roll,
that's
babe.
True.
Yeah.
And you have to put your
whole... And you're trying to be sexy, but you're thinking about how you're going to wee or poo.
No, but
or...
you've got to put your whole bum in the sink and the sinks are always so...
A little bidet.
Yeah, and you've got... No, not even a bidet, babe. If they haven't got any loo roll, you've got to hoist yourself up onto that loo seat and just give it a little quick 1-2, splash of water and you're away.
Yeah, but this is the thing about boys' houses. They all have small basins.
No, I honestly think that they're picking them on purpose as like female repellents. What is that? Why does every single boy on the planet have like... And it's not... And
a small basin filled with Bluetooth paste. Like, that is honestly the caliber of men that I'm dating.
Why is everyone shitting and pissing themselves, like, you know, when they get back to
maybe
someone's house?
Maybe it's something
house.
To do with nerves.
No offense.
And dinner, if you've had a big dinner. This is why I often don't eat on a date.
Babe, when was the last time you went out for a big dinner, got home and shat yourself?
Rarely, to be fair, rarely. I'll give you that. It's rare. Do you know what? That hasn't happened to me since I was 11 in Burford Garden Centre. And I'll never forget, right? Also, you have to imagine I was quite chubby as a child. I was out with my nan having a coffee and a cake in Burford Garden Centre.
She let you have a cake? Fucking hell.
I know. Well, they weren't weight watching at that time. They were letting me just live my life. I was wearing this denim skirt, which I thought was quite trendy. It was down to the ankle, it was. Oh, denim, yeah. Anyway, went to the toilet.
You shat your denim skirt?
Babe, I was waiting in the queue. The old ladies in the garden centre, they take their time. I shat myself in the queue. It was so bad. And I had to come back out and say to my nan, Nan, you gotta go now. I shit my denim skirt. It was so bad. But that's the last time that's happened to me. So yeah, I am shocked at all these 20-something people out there
Can I tell you a story about...
One more poo story and then we're moving on.
About someone that I know quite well in my life. I will not name him.
It's got to be our boyfriend. Go on.
Baby's going to kill you. He's going to kill you. So this is years ago. Yeah? Years ago.
With this boy I used to know.
Ages ago. Yeah? He was playing golf.
Sure.
With his dad and his family friend, the dad and the son. And he's on the 11th hole and he thinks,
not the 11th. So many more holes to go.
And he's thinking, I need to fart, but I know it's going to be poo. So, and no, he's thinking, I need to fart.
He doesn't know it's going to be poo.
He doesn't know it's going to be
poo. God forbid he knew and he still pushed it out.
Right, so obviously he Oh, this looks like a good place to take a day.
I'll risk it.
Dump.
Do you know what? I'll risk it. Why not? Not another 8 holes to go. 7? I don't know how many are there.
So he farts, right? Obviously shit comes out.
Oh.
Duh, it's the theme of this podcast. So then he's walking around with like turd in, like he's walking to the next hole with turd in his pants.
He hasn't said anything.
No, and
God,
everyone's like, and his dad's like, has someone stepped on dog shit? And he's
no.
like, oh my God, no, what is that?
he's looking around, racking his brain, hasn't
he? Boy, is that so weird? Anyway, he says, I'm just going to go to a bush. I need a wee. He goes to the bush. The situation's considerably worse and he realises.
Oh, you hate to hear it.
He's shat his pants and his golf trousers. So he's thinking, and the only thing he's got is a club. You can't shove a club up there, stop the flow of turd coming out. That's not going to work.
Is
shove
it still flowing?
No. So anyway, he takes...
What did he eat?
So he takes his boxes off.
Sure, as you would, yeah. Uses it as a wipe.
And just
Genius.
Leaves them in the bush. And then about a month later, as he resumes his golf, but he still has got shit on his golf trousers. And then a month later, this email goes round. It's like, we found
Dutty
this
knickers.
Shitty knicker. We
oh
found these
God.
Shitty knickers on the 11th hole.
Near the bunker. Oh. If you can believe it.
Too good.
We don't know what was going on, but we don't like the look of it. And you pay a membership for a reason. I just think it's so hard because at the beginning of a relationship, especially when you're first dating, you can't be chatting about needing poos and like weeing yourself and stuff, sadly. So the first few dates...
You just got to hold it in, though.
Josh, number two, did really well, though. He hid it from her. She didn't know. And he walks out with his meat and two veg out. But and he just went for it. Do you know what I mean? As he should.
But I would say, if you can hold it till you get home, just fucking hold it.
If you could, yeah. That would be ideal. I don't let out even a fart at someone's house. When it gets to the morning, no. If I've had a one-night stand, I get to the morning and I think, if I trump now, I've got to get out of here. I've got to go right now. I've got to go right now.
And then you've got, like, cramp because you're, like,
yes.
holding it in
and
so
And I'm like,
much.
Anyway, I had such a good time. Bye!
Douche!
Yeah, I yeah. leave and I just, yeah. I would shit myself in the street.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good.
Warmer, sunnier days are cooling. Fuel for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
And you can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle and choose up to 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize your protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well balanced to feel good for the summer.
Head to factormeals.com/message50 and use code message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code message50 at factormeals.com/message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Go on, Laura. Give us a nice one.
Hey, girls. I thought I'd send you a voice note just saying... about a dating dilemma. It might make you laugh, it might make you go gasp a little bit, but here it is. So on my 18th birthday, well, just before my 18th birthday, me and my boyfriend, my long-term boyfriend at the time, I thought I was madly in love with him. We decided to go to Leeds Festival for my birthday with his group of friends, and I was absolutely over the moon. I was so excited. He was like, I'll get the tent, I'll get all the supplies, like your sleeping bag and everything, and you just bring your clothes and drinks and food and whatnot, and then I'll pick you up and we'll drive. So I was really excited, and we were talking like normal the day before my birthday, and then I'm going to bed and go, night, love you, he goes, night, love you, wake up, blocked on everything. I was blocked on my 18th birthday. There was no sign of him on anything, could not get hold of him. And I tried to get hold of his brothers, nothing. And then, so I was like, well, I'm not going to waste this amazing opportunity not to go. So what do? Yeah, I drive to Leeds Festival by myself,
yeah,
go to Leeds Festival, buy a tent when I'm there, buy sleeping bag when I'm there, and spend the whole weekend of my 18th birthday and my 18th birthday by myself. So that was an experience. And my mum messaged one of my favourite artists who was headlining at Leeds and emailed them. I told them the situation, and I ended up getting free tickets to three of his shows because he felt so bad. So I'm really happy about that. But
God, for email.
I was literally like, what the fuck? And I ended up seeing his brother a lot in the crowd, and he was like, where's Tom? Like, I thought you were coming with Tom.
Love how you named him.
Name drop.
Name shame.
But he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, ugh. But yeah. But apparently he had told his brothers that we'd been broken up for 4 months, even though we'd been together for nearly 3 years. So that's the situation. Hope that that's lightened your day a little bit. But I have so many more stories about dating, friendships, everything, because I'm a loner, I don't have any friends, and I've been through a lot. So let me know if you want any more. Love you guys.
Keep it coming, babe. Laura, you best get back onto her. My God, Josh 3 knows what's happening.
What the hell?
There's a lot to unpack there.
I agree. What is that? Sorry, my only reasoning is like he's been recruited by fucking MI5.
I'm sorry, he must be a spy.
There's no...
He's a Russian spy.
Right.
That's not right.
There's no explanation for that. Sorry, actually, Isabel, Josh, whatever your name is, could you actually get back in touch and let us know, like, did you ever find out what happened?
But did I tell you about this guy that I knew?
No.
Okay, so my exit... okay, so this guy I knew...
My ex.
A friend of his. He had this girlfriend, right? They'd been together about 4 years. He was dating this girl, right?
Yeah.
She was Irish. They'd been together about 3-4 years, loved each other. He was obsessed with her. She was like, I'd love to move back to Ireland. He was like, do you know what? I'd do that for you. I'd move my job, blah, blah, blah. She was like, okay, why don't I go over? Kind of like... look around, maybe find us a flat to view, blah, blah, blah. She goes, nothing. Here's nothing from her ever again. That's it.
No,
she's gone.
I think they've been like taken out by a sniper. It's
people
honestly,
do go missing.
No, but babe, that's fucked in the head. He just said, I'll buy your tent and like everything.
I love, no.
The big
Josh, I love you. Isabel, Josh, I love you. The fact that on your 18th birthday, you alone went to Leeds. Are you mad? Yeah.
We would have been there with you in the crowd, Isabel,
honestly,
Josh.
Honestly, I just think it's like, what a lesson in, yeah.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. You go, girl. You have a good weekend. Buy your one-man tent and your little sleeping bag and have a good time.
Oh my God, babe. I'm actually really sorry because what the fuck?
That's really, really bizarre behaviour and I'm so sorry you had to go through that. But if that's taught you anything, it's that independence is key.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
If that's taught you anything, it's that you can't trust anyone.
They could just disappear. Imagine I wake up tomorrow and I'm just blocked.
Do you know what I mean?
And I'm like, oh, well, that's that done then. Don't worry about Ep 3.
Thanks for the good time. See you later.
They've just said love
you. I'll just be deck on my own. No worries.
People are wild and you're right until you've got them locked in and they're living in your house.
Babe.
And you've got 24/7 surveillance. You can't trust anyone. No one is your partner until they're locked in.
I'm so glad everyone's finally getting the fucking message.
Poor Rory's on a tight leash, but I know why now.
But even when you're married, babe, people just fucking leave.
I know.
No, I'm sorry to get really deep, but like...
Do you know what? Get deep.
I just think we're not safe. No one's safe.
We could shit ourselves or be ghosted at any time, and it's very worrying.
I'm so perplexed by that, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through that, because that is heartbreaking and... I mean, there's nothing to say, babe. Fuck him. And like, honestly...
Also, how do you heal from that if you never hear from him again?
Well, you honestly just sent him, like, I know I keep coming back to this and I know that I sound like a fucking psychotic bitch, but send him shit in the post.
No more shit.
There is a service that you can pick your farm animal and they will send the shit in the post through the letterbox.
We'll put a link in the podcast notes. <I'm joking. laughs> Sponsor. Laura, I'm joking.
Sponsor us, yeah.
Can we do another one? I love them.
Yeah, I think we've got time to do one.
Yeah, come on, they're so good.
Okay, here is my bit of a dating dilemma. This is all my own fault. I'd like to start with that. This is all definitely my own fault.
I love that.
But really? I was born and raised in London. It's a big city. It's really brilliant and great, especially if you want to meet new people and sort of have connections and hookups and one night stands that you're never going to see again. Sure. It's great. And because of that, I'd gotten into the habit of doing hookups and then writing about it. Or like if I was having a dating experience, writing about that experiences and putting it online.
As you should.
I've moved to a small town now, 2 years ago, and I love it. It's amazing. Apart from the fact that I've just had my first breakup in this town, and I did what I normally do, which is write about it and publish it online, not thinking that the entire town would then be reading about me rejecting someone. So my dilemma really is, how do I I genuinely don't know what to do. I don't know if I need to apologize to the person involved or like win over the town again. But yeah, that's
one of my oral campaign.
Upshot of that is I will be going back to London for dating.
Oh, well, babe, don't worry about it.
Sorry, can I just say, I grew up in a very small village and you honestly can't go to Tesco without everyone knowing. Like, that is
God,
just...
God, you see, I shouldn't have any mascara on today. Oh my God,
she
looked
like... you can't leave the house.
She looked like
shit. My mum is a curtain twitcher. Honestly, like, she'll know if someone's, you know, been like, they haven't woken up, like, on time. She'll be like, their curtains were drawn quite late today. Do you think, bloody hell, mum, give them a rest? It's wild. You can't hide anything in those small towns, babe. And I think you just got to own it.
Yeah, like also, welcome to the group. Because here we are sharing everything about every minute detail of our own personal lives with anyone that will fucking listen.
I hope she changed his name. Can deduce, though, that's the problem. Because there's probably only one person that works in X who went out with a girl at that age.
Called
and then they
Darren.
Just know.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, babe, don't worry about it. Don't worry about winning the town over. You could maybe put up some posters around saying, please forgive me.
You could do another post. I can't believe they all read it. Imagine them sending it to each other. But Karen, what? Have you seen this?
No, that, and like, to be honest, no, sorry, now I'm taking the view, so I'm getting really comfy here.
Go on.
What I'm thinking is, let them be entertained. You know
give the
mean?
People what they truly want. Give they them, want gossip.
Give them something to fucking talk about other than, you know, their next door neighbour's toenails.
I agree. Also, if you did want to go to London to date, you know, it's money well spent. You could stay the night at, you know, said date's house, no paying for a hotel, go home the next day and you can still write freely because no one in the town's going to know that person in London.
Or what I would say is, like, if you were just doing the writing for a bit of a lull, maybe just skip next week. And then pick it up again in a month. You know, people forget these sorts of things.
Maybe change a few details next time. You know, like if you dumped him because of one reason, like because he gave you the ick, because he breathes funny, I don't know, then you could maybe change that to it was the way that he put his arm around you when you drive. Does I ever give you the ick?
Put your arm around you when you drive?
You know when someone's driving and they've got one hand on the wheel, then they stretch an arm over. I think, who do you think you are?
What, like behind you?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would get out the car if they did that.
Yeah.
But one... But one hand on the thigh is okay.
Oh, sexy. Yeah, no, that's a totally different
but
story.
But then I do just think, could you just save that for later? We're in a high-moving vehicle.
Oh, I like it.
Highly sped. What is
I
it?
Think actually you could probably do what, base three?
I just think, look... Let the old ladies, let the old biddies, let them talk. Who cares?
This is the thing. I don't think you need to win them over. I think they'll love it. Like, unless he's like national treasure, like won the like cow rearing of the year or whatever, then maybe, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Sheep shearing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I come from a small village, so I can say these things, I think, without getting cancelled. I think they want to know about it and they want to talk about it. And even if they love him, They'll be on your side soon if you keep writing, giving them the goods.
What you could also do is make up some shit that's completely fake.
Yeah, so that throw a spanner in the works.
So that they don't know truth from reality.
Yes, like you could say there was a traveller in the night that came to the village.
Yes!
And, you know, had his way with you and then left the next day. And then you'll be like the Jilly Cooper.
You'll be like the Carrie Bradshaw of your small town.
Yeah, and they'll love it. They'll be flocking. And, babe, and your views will be through the roof.
Yeah, and when you go to Tesco, everyone will be asking you for selfies.
Yeah, it's very good. Or they'll be like, you know, watching you down the aisle like, that's her.
Basically,
Kim, I like it.
Yeah, basically Kim K it.
The only thing I might do sometimes, you might disagree, and I haven't done this with our stuff, maybe I'll start. You might want to give them a little heads up. I've written something about you, it's my truth, if you don't like it. Suck a
no.
fat one.
But who do you have to give a heads up? Who do you owe that to? Nobody.
I suppose it's how derogatory you
are about
them.
I mean,
babe,
you should probably give people on our Instagram a heads up, just like, you know, it's a slightly different situation.
I've been going quite ham on the candid dating stories because I just think...
But whatever, like, everyone dates. It's not like you fucking written, yes, someone got murdered in the night next door. Like... Do you
Come
know what
on.
I mean? It's just a bit of
it's
sex.
It's no murder in the night.
It's just a bit of sex and a finger up the bum. Fucking hell.
It's actually just a dumping. It wasn't even sex.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. And who cares?
Oh, she's bruised his ego.
Oh, whatever, though. That's men for you. Grow up.
Bruise an ego, would you?
Who gives a fuck?
Very good. Epic ep, everyone. We're going to recap now.
She's just going to get her scoreboard up to
I'm
see
getting
who's
very serious. Ali's actually had her whiteboard and her pen confiscated because she clicked it so much last ep. You probably
noticed.
Let
me just all give you some fucking ASMR right now, bitches.
My mum said to me the other day, I sent her the first ep and she said, I'm sorry, but the swearing is disgusting.
No, babe, Raw's told us off too. He said your potty mouths that need to be fucking washed out with dish soap. It's disgusting.
Don't say fucking while saying that sentence. It's so redundant.
I just think it's a free world, you know?
I just think, listen, if Bridget Village Jones wants to tell her dating stories and we want to swear, we will. Okay? Right, number one was the projectile wee.
Yeah, babe, go to the doctor and check out your Kegel muscles because that's not right. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Yeah, and also I would argue that that guy needs to be banned from dating apps because you can't go around tickling people. How old are you? 12? It's not right.
But babe, that might be a sense of humour.
But also get on field then and say I like to tickle.
And
do you know what I mean?
And say I don't mind if you accidentally piss up my walls.
My mum will come in and clean the sheets. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
That's why she's here.
It's a safe space in this house, you know?
Voice note number two was the big commando because he accidentally pooed his pants.
As he called it, the naked man.
The naked man.
As you should.
I think it's a masterclass in how to deal with follow through if you are ever in that predicament.
Be smart.
Be smart. Use, be brave. Be bold.
Use what you have at your disposal.
Be resourceful.
Right.
And don't worry about
shitty boxers.
Yeah, because I just think poo is on the mind on a one-night stand and you wouldn't think it would be, but it is. It's worrying. It's biggest worry you could have.
The biggest, babe.
Apart from how you look in doggy, I think that is the biggest worry. I do worry about my chubby boobs in doggy brown.
Babe, in doggy, they can't even see them really. Don't
they,
worry
honestly,
about it.
In my
babe,
mind, unless... I look like a cow with udders. But in my mind, that's what's happening. And if I let my mind go there...
Babe, you could just wear this outfit and you'd be away. Great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll keep the top on.
Yeah.
That would even do wonder for
yeah,
my
babe,
bitty bitties,
a bit of a lift. Babe, don't worry about it. Because to be honest with you, unless he's got a crane for a neck, and he's literally like this... I wouldn't worry about it. I think he's probably looking at your arsehole and where his dick's going into.
I just want everyone to know my thought process is like my flaccid nipples and when I'm going to be able to go for a number two, largely.
Yeah, or just hold it or just leave.
I think just leave.
Yeah.
Next time. Going to Leeds alone because you got dumped.
Winner, star of the week. Sorry, she's my star of the week.
Yeah, okay.
Because I just think, babe, you go, girl. Like, that's really a different... That's like... Ha ha lol, it's a joke on our podcast. That's not funny.
No, that is horrendous. And the fact that you thought, do you know what? Am I going to sit here on my 18th birthday and feel sad for myself? Hell no. I'm going to go and get some free tickets.
And a one-man tent.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, babe, shout out to your mum. What a genius.
Yeah, your mum's a legend. I love your mum and I love you and I hate that ghost.
But please,
Casper the ghost.
But please do get in touch and let us know. We
Where
would like
is.
To know. Yeah, did he
and
get
his address so we can go there?
No, his address so we can get the shit in the post, babe. You keep forgetting the line.
You just want anyone to be able to do that.
I do because I think that would be the best
revenge you could have.
Yeah, and I think that would be the best voice note ever, babe. I'm always thinking about the content.
You can't voice note in, for goodness sake. Right, and the final one, Bridget Village Jones, who has become the columnist
of... Are you going to tell me off for stealing that joke from Fran?
No, I'm just saying that you should give credit where credit's due. Fran made a very funny joke.
I've rebranded it. Was it Lara?
Yeah.
I think keep writing, honey, because they are going to love it. Lap it up.
Let them eat. Let them have it.
Let them eat. Let the people eat.
Let them eat.
You gotta let them eat. They want it. They want the goods and he'll be fine.
Thanks, girlies. We love you. Epic. Epic stories.
If you listened today and you thought, actually, I have got a story in the back locker that I could send to the girls, then please do.
Yeah, please, because guys, there's no holds barred here. My God, I thought people would be shy on the details. Thankfully, they're not.
Thankfully, they're not. They're very candid and we appreciate it very much.
Hugely. Love you, galleys. Follow, like, subscribe, share, review. Leave us 5 stars when you review. And what was the last one?
Leave a message.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.